Welcome to the Breathe Better podcast. I'm your host, Sienna Smith, and I'm so glad you're here. This is a practice-only episode. After this short introduction, we'll get right into the breath. I'd like to start with a question. How often are your nasal passages either blocked or even partially blocked? When the nose is blocked or even partially blocked, we're forced to breathe through the mouth. And as we've learned in previous episodes, mouth breathing leads to a whole host of health issues. Nose breathing, on the other hand, is amazing for the body. The nose was built to breathe, and it filters and warms and purifies the air. It triggers the release of nitric oxide, the miracle molecule, and that opens up our blood vessels and increases oxygen uptake by the organs and the tissues. It also helps to sterilize the air. And who doesn't need that right now? Nasal breathing helps create a better vacuum action in our torso, so the diaphragm works more effectively to pull the air down into the bottom lobes of our lungs, where most of our air sacs live. Whereas mouth breathing tends to use more of the upper chest muscles and shoulder muscles, and that leads to tension in our neck, chest, and shoulders. So clearing our nose is critical. This way, we'll be able to breathe through our nose more often, and we'll be less inclined to breathe through our mouth, both during the day and at night. Let's begin to tune in. Check your nostrils right now. Breathe in and out through the left nostril and find out how open is it on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very open. Now check the right nostril on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very open. Make a note of your right nostril and your left nostril and check it again at the end of the practice. The breath practice for today is shown to unblock your nose. Patrick McEwen, the author of Oxygen Advantage and The Breathing Cure, was trained by a brilliant Russian doctor, Konstantin Buteyko. And one of the most profound breathing techniques that he offered the world is this one on unblocking your nose. It can take anywhere from 1 minute to 5 minutes to 10 minutes. And so just see how it works for you and use it as a tool to help keep your nose free and clear. Let's begin. Let's remember our three principles of better breathing. Breathe through the nose. Use your diaphragm and let go of judgments. It's really important here to only hold your breath out as long as it's comfortable and not to overdo it. So the technique is you breathe in normally, you breathe out normally, and then you pinch your nose and you hold the breath out for as long as you can. It's helpful to nod your head or sway side to side. So let's do this one together. Sit up nice and tall, roll your shoulders back. Take an easy breath in, easy breath out, and block the nose and sway or nod your head. Keep the air out, hold it out, and whenever you feel like you need to take a breath, take an easy breath in and an easy breath out. You'll know you did it correctly if the breath that follows is very easy to do and not rushed, or you don't take in too much air. Let's do this again. Easy breath in, calm breath out. Block the nose and sway or nod. Sway, sway or nod. keep holding the breath out as long as you can. And take a breath in whenever you need to. Let's do this two more times. Ideally, you take 3 to 5 easy breaths between repetitions. And the breath may be 3-second inhale, 3-second exhale. You're not going for anything long, just simple breathing. Let's do the next one. Easy breath in. Slow breath out. And block the nose and sway or nod your head. The swaying or the nodding just keeps us a little distracted from holding the breath out. Sway, sway, sway. Anytime you need to take that next breath, easy breath in and slow breath out. Noticing the nostrils, and if you're feeling them a little more open than before, this can take 5 to 10 minutes. So if you're not getting immediate results, know that it may take up to 10 minutes to achieve some degree of opening in a very congested nose. Let's do this one more time. Easy breath in, slow breath out. Pinch the nose and sway or nod. Hold the breath out as long as you can. Keep holding if you can. When you're ready to take that breath again, calm breath in, easy breath out. So that's the nasal unblocking technique, and I'll leave it up to you to do more on your own. Patrick McEwen says that you could also do this walking, and that might be easier than doing this sitting down for some people. The most important thing is that you're comfortable when you're breathing. So thank you for joining me today. And remember to come back to this episode and practice often. And check your nostrils in the morning, at noon, at night. And if they are blocked, use this technique. That's a wrap. Visit me at siennasmith.com and join my newsletter list where you can get event updates, workshops, and special tips. Also, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Take care. Bye for now.